Imagine discovering a simple practice that could heal any situation in your life, from broken relationships to financial troubles to persistent health problems, by taking complete responsibility and cleaning your own internal programming. This is the revolutionary premise of Ho'oponopono, an ancient Hawaiian healing technique that has quietly transformed thousands of lives worldwide. The practice works not by trying to change others or manipulate external circumstances, but by addressing the unconscious programs within ourselves that create our perception of reality. When we clean these internal patterns, our external reality shifts in seemingly miraculous ways. Not because we've changed the world, but because we've changed how we see and interact with it. Traditional Ho'oponopono served as a family conflict resolution method for centuries in Hawaiian culture. Families would gather in a sacred circle, taking turns expressing grievances under the guidance of a kahuna, a spiritual leader, with the goal of achieving forgiveness and reconciliation. What makes modern Ho'oponopono revolutionary is that Morna Simeona, a revered Hawaiian healing priest, transformed it into an internal practice, accessible to individuals worldwide. Morna believed humans operate like sophisticated computers with unnecessary programming and limiting beliefs that block divine inspiration. She taught that our primary purpose is to clean up our internal data, especially when encountering problems with others. When success brings unexpected challenges, how do you respond? After publishing his Ho'oponopono bestseller, Joe Vitale faced criticism from people who hadn't read the book and betrayal from a close friend who suddenly demanded payment and attacked his reputation. Rather than pursuing legal action, Vitale applied his teachings. He spent hours daily cleaning on the conflict, repeating, "I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you." This practice required recognizing that unconscious programming was the true source of the conflict. Eventually, the attacks diminished and ceased, demonstrating Ho'oponopono's real-world effectiveness. The profound insight of Ho'oponopono is that everything we experience, every conflict, challenge, or disturbance, exists within our own consciousness. Practitioners don't need extensive training or expensive products. They simply practice the method whenever they encounter upset. This internal focus makes the practice both powerful and private, allowing for healing without external intervention. We aren't born as blank slates, but arrive with complex pre-existing programming. Epigenetics confirms our ancestors' experiences and traumas appear in our DNA, influencing our stress responses and habits. We inherit these baseline programs and download more throughout life. Consider the health-conscious bodybuilder who suffered a heart attack despite perfect habits, later discovering his father and grandfather died the same way at the same age. Or identical twins raised separately who died from the same rare condition. These cases show many challenges stem from inherited systems needing attention and clearing. This programming runs deep. Even Dr. Hugh Len, after 25 years of dedicated practice, still found himself triggered by strangers not returning his greeting. Your brain constantly creates mental shortcuts, filling gaps and making assumptions. While this pattern recognition is crucial for functioning, it creates perception problems that distort reality. Your expectations, both conscious and unconscious, shape how you perceive the world. The placebo effect illustrates these powerful perceptual filters. Patients who underwent fake knee surgery showed improvements comparable to those who had real operations, simply because they believed they had been treated. Neuroplasticity research supports Ho'oponopono by showing how the brain reshapes itself through focused effort. Both neuroscience and Hawaiian wisdom recognize you as conscious awareness beyond the physical brain, capable of observing and directing your mind. With practice, you can hear divine inspiration more clearly, free from fear and limiting programming. Throughout history, scientific facts have been repeatedly overturned as new perspectives emerge. Even today, scientists studying identical phenomena often reach opposing conclusions, revealing how personal biases influence interpretation. This suggests reality is fundamentally shaped by our perceptions, which stem from our beliefs and expectations. Perhaps the most effective approach combines magical thinking, recognizing our beliefs shape reality, with practical action. As ancient wisdom advises, trust in Allah, but tether your camel first. Ho'oponopono distinguishes between intentions from ego and past memories and inspirations from the divine that transcend limitations. Reality manifests in three ways: by default, through unconscious patterns, by choice, through conscious intentions, or by inspiration, allowing divinity to deliver ideas beyond your mind's limitations. The optimal approach combines intention with clearing. Set your intention, clean, and let go, maintaining a "wouldn't it be cool" attitude without attachment. Research shows manifestation accelerates when you have an intention, release it, and focus on positive phrases like "I love you" and "I am so blessed." Surprisingly, letting go matters more than the intention itself. After practicing Ho'oponopono for nearly a decade, Vitali realized intentions can be limiting. When asked about his future plans during a radio interview, he replied, "I have no idea. Whatever I say will be a limitation based on my experience of what's possible. I'd rather the divine surprise me." The fundamentals of Ho'oponopono remain elegantly simple. Clean continuously, allow divine inspiration to flow through, and aim for the state of freedom at zero, complete clarity and peace. Effective cleaning involves five essential steps. First, notice something triggering negative feelings. Second, clean the feeling itself using the four phrases, "I love you," "I'm sorry," "please forgive me," and "thank you," in any order, always directing these to the divine. Third, employ additional cleaning methods, particularly blue solar water, created by placing water in a blue glass container and exposing it to sunlight for 15 to 60 minutes. This energetically charged water can be used for drinking, cooking, laundry, or watering plants. Fourth, practice complete letting go until receiving divine inspiration to act. When making important decisions, clean three times before proceeding. Fifth, make cleaning continuous throughout daily life. The beauty of Ho'oponopono lies in its flexibility. Practitioners can transform almost anything into a clearing tool through focused intention. Speaking the cleaning phrases aloud notably accelerates the healing process. Who is the true guru? This question haunts spiritual seekers navigating a world of conflicting information from countless self-proclaimed authorities. When we glimpse behind the curtain of those we admire, we're reminded to follow our own inner guidance. Authentic Ho'oponopono helps you reach peace by deleting old programs and beliefs so you can be present and receive inspiration from divinity. Its purpose is to forgive everything and everyone across all time and space, removing what separates you from divinity. When you are one with it, you are at peace, at zero. This background awareness exists in everyone. The goal is oneness with divinity, enlightenment. Some call this awareness nothing, but as Pope John Paul said, "What you call nothing is what I call everything." That everything is divinity, and it loves you. Once we delete the programs blocking us from hearing divinity and feeling its unconditional love, we'll experience the miracle of now. That's Ho'oponopono's goal. For you to be your own guru, to find your own zero state where healing begins within.